Hello and welcome back to Radio 74. I'm Mario, the Artisan Rogue. In this episode, I'm just going to do a real quick preview. I had a few people actually ask me about my poetry work, which I do had. I think it's still available on my website. I'm not exactly sure. No, actually, the first edition sold out. There will be more copies of it coming up. And it was actually kind of a weird little side project I did. I didn't even really know that I was going to be getting into poetry as much as I did. I started writing it about 2 or 3 years ago as kind of an offshoot from getting out and working on my introversion and that sort of thing and talking to people and that sort of stuff. And I ended up finding out, as the saying goes, that, well, basically everybody's got a story to tell. And it turned into this really cool project. But what I decided to do today was read a few of the works that one or two of them have been published before. And then some of these are some of the new things that I've been working on. And some of them rhyme, some of them don't. And it's just going to be me playing on the microphone and trying out a few different things. So this first one is actually called The Gray House. Near a moaning, creaking, settling house. Trees lean, trunks twist and turn. And the cold winds heralding a douse of raindrops so harsh they burn. Light a fire, warm your soul inside. Sit silent as shadows serenade. It's the voiceless in whom we confide, till the sunrise bids them fade.
Okay, I think I'll have a little bit of fun with this one here.
The soldier. A far-off horizon beckons a weary traveler home. Months buried behind, rise to the mind, terrible, alone. Days stand ahead, healing the forgotten memories. A sword well-worn, champion, defender, it sees, and knows all that came to pass for this old soul. A child pressed, war's calling, loss embraced toll. Now a man, born of fire and rage, and cold solitude. His inner turmoil, an unending and self-prophetic feud. Familiar fields and homes, rolling green hills bear snow. A warm hearth, a place to rest, craving to know. Peace of mind, of sorrow set free to bestow. Fears to the flames, old anger and wounds to the wind. An old tavern welcomes, tired bones to mend, souls rescind. War is a memory now, the cries in the night are not gone. Humble warrior, shed stained armor, hear the new song. One of solace, bereft of evils and sadness deep. Close your eyes, covet, and finally know final sleep.
Waiting. An empty chair stares back. No one's coming, silence would say. A bit late is all, chimed the heart. A little more time, please, okay? This isn't fair, griped the feet. These new shoes have hurt all day. As the minute hand passes, another hour goes on by the way. The mind blurts, come on, they weren't worth your time anyway. The stomach growls out, can we please order food today? The mouth snaps back at a waiter to keep them at bay. Look, I'm not here alone. Coffee? Yes, I'm going to stay. But for how long do you wait? How much does heartbreak weigh? Ask the mind of the heart, is it worth it to hurt and betray? All the rest of us now, hope for a fairy tale to portray. Enough! Cried out the heart. Be quiet, mind, I care not today. But bravado falls short, for the eyes had something to say. And all the others shuddered as the hands wipe tears away. The Kingdom. How do you speak to those without ears? The ones who have only ever known fears. Of taking chances, of speaking out, taking a stand. Whose rope of reality unravels strand by strand. Muffled by red tape, stifled by those higher up. Told to look happy, do the job, and shut the hell up. Remember, it's not sincerity you are selling. It's a look. A faux artistry, manufactured overseas, by the book. Don't blame your fellows. They are tied down too. By that rope around their neck. See them turning blue? I used to hold this once great kingdom with regard most high. But now I see it's a prison where great ideas and artists go to die. So, those are two of the works that I have that will be coming out in the next. That it's really hard to recover after that because I get into such a somber mood whenever I write my stuff. And it's really weird because it's something of an antithesis as to what I really try and focus on, you know, being as positive and as happy as I possibly can. I mean, and everybody has their dark moments, and everyone has those days where you don't really feel like putting it together. And but for me, it's a really great catharsis, and it's something that I really enjoy. If this is something that you guys like, please feel free to let me know. I can, you know, certainly do more live reads. There are some actual things that I'm planning on doing, some longer reads and stuff of other ideas I had that will be included in some of these podcasts. And more, I'm getting told that people are actually enjoying some of this variety that they're hearing. It's not just me blathering on for like an hour or two or anything else like that. You know, to be honest, nobody really wants to hear that kind of crap, you know, from me for an hour or anything else like that. At least not until I can get my schedule down and I can start getting some interviews and some other stuff like that lined up, which I swear to God really is in the pipeline. Some of it has just been trying to find time for myself and the other people that are the ones that I'm trying to go for getting interviewed and that sort of stuff. So anyway, thank you so much again for listening, and please feel free to give me back any feedback. You can contact me at mario@mariomora.net. You can go to my website at theartistandrogue.com, or you can find me on Twitter at theartistandrogue. So anyway, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys listening, and I'll see you next time.